This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm going to begin with a situation that for some of you is hypothetical. This is as far away from your real life as could be. And thank God for some of you that that's the case. But there's going to be other people here today, men, women, young people, doesn't matter, where this is reality city for you. This is real life. The situation is that you hypothetically or in reality think about a person in your life, could be in your family, could be an extended family, could be where you work, it could be someone at school, it could be in your circle of influence, where there's somebody in your world that has said to you in so many words, "I'll never forgive you as long as I live." They've made it plain to you, "I will never, ever forgive you for what you did 5 years ago, 10, 20, whatever the case may be, 50 years ago." And you know that in no uncertain terms, as dramatic as this sounds, it's real, they would die before they would forgive you. And I've heard people say that to my face, "I will die before I'll forgive him. I'll die before I forgive her." And you know what? They mean it. They really mean it. Now, here's my hypothetical question. If you have a person like that in your family or in your life, if hypothetically you did, would you want to hang out with them?
No.
You wouldn't want to have anything to do with him or her. Would you want to share Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner with them? No, you probably would be very uncomfortable. Why? Knowing that they have said in no uncertain terms, "I will never forgive you." And then the question comes, would you want to hang with a God who treated you like that?
No.
You wouldn't want to have anything to do with God if you knew God as someone who said, "I will never forgive you for what you've done." And by the way, if you're a person who has said, I referenced this in this series earlier, if you've said, "God could never forgive me for what I've done," this may shock you to hear this, but it's a form of pride. It's a form of arrogance to say that. God could forgive everybody else, but he couldn't forgive me. Whenever a man or woman has said that to me, you know what I say to them right to their face? "Then what in the world was the cross for? What in the world was the cross for if there's a sin that you've committed that God says, I can't forgive that? Why did Jesus die on the cross? Why did he waste his time, his life, his life's blood, to die on the cross for my sins if there's a sin that's not covered by the blood?" Let's do a little verse by verse. I want you to have a pen ready because I'm going to give you three statements about forgiveness that I want you to write down and take home. Write in your Bible. Write it on a check, the back of a check, but don't try to cash it. "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy." The word depths is a nautical term. It has to do with the ocean. It has to do with water. Some of you still have memories from your childhood where you were in a motel pool and you were walking out and, you know, it got deeper and deeper and all of a sudden your feet dropped and you realized it's over my head. It can be very fearful for a child to go through that. Just totally encompassing fear when you realize I'm underwater. Maybe you've been in the ocean where there's been a drop off. You've been in a lake where there's a drop off. I can remember that in Lake Michigan, stepping off a drop off and having that sensation, the water's over my head, growing up in the Chicago area. And you know what? People go through that every day emotionally and psychologically and spiritually. They're in the depths of depression. People are in the depths of grief. People can be in the depths of guilt. You can be in the depths of a lot of things. But here's what I want you to go home with. First of all, God hears you. Because David says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.